This is Matt Delaney. I am the creator and host of the Matt Adapting Podcast. I just wanted to take an episode to just break down what my intentions are. And I'd like to invite a lot of you on this journey of mine. My goal for this space is to show you my maturation and growth throughout this present moment in my life, moving forward through dialogue that I will have with other individuals who are super dope, who are doing incredible things with their lives, and who are centering God in their lives as well. What my goal is ultimately is to learn as an individual, but then also to share with you all in hopes that we can all learn together through this process of dialogue, having dialogue with people who center God in their lives, who are on a journey seeking purpose and meaning in their lives, and really putting into practice love as an action, putting into practice joy in their lives, and really just trying to channel something very special into their lives. It's very easy for us to just focus on the day-to-day, to be in a grind that we really don't even know what we're working towards. We're just going to work, we're doing our day-to-day practices, and we're hoping that something good happens, rather than, you know, taking action. Many of the things in this world are headed in a negative direction that really eats at hope. And there's a lot of physical evidence in this world as the result of connectivity, as the result of just awareness of the tangible negatives. And there isn't a whole lot of attention being paid to the beauty that's happening in the lives of those who are really spiritually connected and finding deep meaning. There is much more attention on those who are suffering from catastrophic experiences. There's just many, many people experiencing pain, and we're becoming hyper aware of this globally. We're flying on autopilot a large portion of that time. We're not being present. And I think there really is a crisis when it comes to those of us in this world today finding deep purpose and meaning. And I just wanted to tap into people who are fighting that spiritual battle, who are moving in the direction of God and purpose and meaning in their lives, and ultimately who are open, who are working to open themselves to something that matters beyond this world and for the human beings that are in this world, and who are centering themselves in a spirit of love and attitude of betterment and an attitude of wonderment and excitement with engaging in the world, and who are doing whatever they can to battle the more evil things in this world that we do fall prey to, which are just focus on materialism, focus on wealth, focus on prioritizing ourselves over others, focus on competition. A lot of the things in our lives that aren't bad on an island, but can be bad as a way of being. So I'm going to say that again. Things that aren't bad on an island, but are bad as a way of being, as a central focus point in our lives. I'm saying that there is a decipherable difference between a person who is growing wealth while they are prioritizing their spiritual growth, their deep meaning, and their purpose in life, versus someone whose way of being and meaning is found in simply growing material gain, power over others, leverage over others. And I want to kind of just be vulnerable to this experience to show you how my growth and change evolves as a person who is simply seeking the truth, seeking God, seeking deeper meaning and purpose. And my goal ultimately for myself is to grow, is to become more in touch with the Holy Spirit, with the spiritual side of life, to spend more time connected to God and being a purposeful man who's living to serve a deeper meaning, to serve other people, to love other people and other beings, and simultaneously, hopefully, trying to inspire y'all to do the same so that you can grow deeper in your meaning. I'm starting to believe more deeply that, yes, absolutely, there is a deep, deep crisis going on, and many of the crises that exist are really connected to that, whether it be the opioid epidemic, you know, mental health crisis, issues with racism, classism, that you name a crisis, can be drawn to the fact that people are not finding meaning in their day-to-day lives, that they're going about their day-to-day lives and they are just stuck in the material world, and they are lost, and we are lost. And how I like to put it is, it's like you're having a cataract or a film over your third eye, over your ability to be connected to the spiritual realm, to the deeper meaning and the deeper purpose that exists beyond the tangible world. And it is that life force and that energy and that God-centered life living that I deeply believe is what allows us to live out our fullest potential, that allows us to feel like life is worth living, that meaning and purpose is what drives us as human beings, as spirits on this planet, and a joy that you might not be tapped into, but does exist in every single moment. So with that said, I welcome you, and I really look forward to this process being with you all, as I hope you enjoy the process of me and the dialogue of the people I bring into the fold, some of whom who I know dearly and have respected and known for a long time, and some of whom I am just encountering and trying to learn from. So everyone, I hope you have a blessed day, and I hope you come along with us on our journey.